It's EV News briefly for Sunday, October 19th. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. You haven't got time for the full podcast. BMW kick us off in the news today. iX3's had more than 3,000 orders in Germany alone in the first 6 weeks, easing some concerns about the initial volume expected, and more than the combustion X3. For instance, 500 miles of range on that Neue Klasse vehicle. Now, there are vehicles that will go further. Here in Europe, Lucid sell the Air, obviously an entirely different vehicle to a SUV like the iX3. Now, Lucid's Gravity, their SUV, has been range-tested in the US by Tom Mologany, State of Charge, and it didn't do very well. 450 miles EPA, 345 miles on a 75-mile-an-hour range test. Now, a lot of mitigating factors here. It was colder, there was a bit of wind, the thing had a problem. Lucid came and collected the next day. They say issue with the rear drive unit. Not ideal. That's the car that you ship to the press to do their testing with. And also, it left 6 kilowatt hours on the table. That's a huge low-end buffer. So there's something wrong with that vehicle. That should not have gone to the press. That should not, you know, and I'm just saying press should get special treatment, but if it's a production vehicle, that shouldn't go to customers either. It's a $100,000 vehicle. Now, Porsche Cayenne also range tested. Not a perfect range test. This was more of letting, you know, Tom and Kyle from Out of Spec drive the Porsche Cayenne in its current guise, 6 to 9 months away from series production. But that did 353 miles at 70 miles an hour, and it will recharge at 400 kilowatts as well. The Cayenne shaping up to be seriously impressive. A new report from Transport and Environment say most plug-in hybrids, and therefore e-revs, are not charged outside of China. A lot of Western car makers are now eyeing e-revs as a way to extend their combustion businesses, or the investment that's gone into engine development. E-revs typically have bigger batteries, 30, 40, 50, 60, 80 kilowatt hours in some cases in China, and they're just range extenders, so the engine isn't attached mechanically to the wheels. In China, though, the utility factor of e-revs is enormous. It's over 70% of people just only drive on electric. Outside of China, though, plug-in hybrids typically haven't been charged, especially for fleet vehicles and company vehicles. You got them because it was the cheapest option or tax benefits, and never even put a home charger in. And so warnings there that if the West embraces e-revs like China's done for the last 18 months, they must be charged, or they're just very, very polluting petrol cars. Now, the US has got 170,000 level 2 AC charging points, up nearly 15,000 since the start of the year. Who has the most? Well, California leads with 45,000 public AC level 2 ports, followed by New York, Florida, Massachusetts, and Texas. Who has the least? Well, Alaska, just 109, forecast to have 175,000 level 2 public EV charging AC ports by Q1 next year. TfL, Transport for London, say that there's been a large increase in public charging inside the capital. 25,000 public charge points now, up from 9,000 4 years ago. And Australia's fast charging network is now 1,272 locations and 3,500 plugs this year. Tesla's Model Y Standard now being made at Giga Texas. They're being seen in the parking lot ready for rolling out to customers. Chargeway is the app you can get for not just navigation, but now adding real-time pricing with time of use factored into the app. So you can say, well, I'm going to this area, find me a charging station, compare the cost, and it might be that, well, I go to this one and it's $10 more or less for a full fill up according to the dynamic pricing at that location. Charging network in the UK, B.EV, have a £10 a month subscription plan, and they've lowered the price per kilowatt hour on that to 39 pence per kilowatt hour, but only off peak, reducing pricing. And the BYD Shark being updated for Australia with a 2-litre plug-in hybrid e-rev version, not 1.5 litre, to give it a full 3,500 kilograms brakes towing capacity to match things like the Ford Ranger and Toyota Hilux.